Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. How do you market your services, whether you're in business, whether you're in ministry, a church, nonprofit? How do you market your services? Is it all over social media? Do you just put those posts out there hoping and praying that somebody somewhere will actually correspond with you or come visit your church? Well, Jeff Tiffany is the CEO of Jeff Tiffany Consulting and the Marketing and Networking University, which is an online business education platform. He's a speaker, a strategist, a marketing consultant, all from the Minneapolis, Minnesota area. He's also the author of the best-selling book, Growth Hacking: How to Strategically Grow Your Business Connections from Zero to $10,000 in 365 days. He coaches businesses in more than 100 different strategies to cause massive growth in company sales and profits. He also has an online version called 52-Week Industry Domination Training. His website is jesstiffany.com. Help me welcome to the program, Jess Tiffany. Jess, it is such a pleasure to talk with you today. Thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Hey man, now, other than that brief bio I just gave, can you tell us in your own words, who is Jess Tiffany?
Wow, that's deep. Well, Jess Tiffany is a guy from back in North Dakota, a little town called Minot.
I know where that's at. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I somehow along the way met this pretty redhead that we dated during the summer back in, I don't know, 92-ish, somewhere in there. And she ran away to college and didn't see her for over 10 years and then ran into her parents one day at Denny's. And they said, "Hey, she's not married, are you?" And I said, "No, I'm not." And then somehow she tricked me to move to Minneapolis where she was living. And we got married and I had four kids and that's about it. That's kind of how we got here. And then ended up running the education platform online. Had trouble getting to speakers and trying to get the right people, you know, to talk to. Mm. And discovered LinkedIn. That's really transformed everything for me. Able to reach pretty much anybody you can think of that's in business through that platform. And and got good at it and wrote a book. So.
Amen. Now, from what I've read, you've always been good at sales and things like that. Is it true you sold Avon as a kid?
I did. At about 12 or 8, I don't remember how old I was, but I conned the pastor's wife, who was an Avon distributor, to let me walk around with a little pink bag and ask the old lady to buy makeup, and I was hooked. You know, they'd see the cute little boy and they couldn't turn him away and they just give me their money. And that worked for a few years. And then I had to actually learn how to sell for real, I've always had a passion for marketing and sales. Pretty much anything I could do to sell something, I guess.
Amen. Amen. I was reading that and I was like, Avon? Really?
Yep.
That's awesome. Let's talk about using social media for a minute. I mean, social media is supposed to be, you know, where it's at today, but, you know, yet social media, although it's designed to keep us connected and in touch with thousands of people, it's actually isolating people and businesses at the same time, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah, it definitely has its drawbacks. It does allow easy access to people, but at the same time, it tends to, seems like it's a drug almost, you know, those updates constantly and whatnot. And, it's quite addictive, I find as well.
Yeah, that is true. I noticed, I'm guessing it was about a year ago, I was, you know, trying to grow the ministry and I was doing all this stuff. And I was like, never able to get ahead. You know, it's like every day I'm sitting here, you know, hours and hours at a time, but it seems like nothing's happening. And one day it dawned on me, I had been on Facebook for like 4 hours, you know, responding to posts and liking stuff and making comments and all that. And that's when it hit me. How much time am I wasting? It sucked you in. Just like you said, it's like a drug and it addicts you. So from that time on, I've made a point. I'm only on Facebook twice a day, 15 minutes max at a time. You know, usually it's closer to 10. And I you know, people will communicate with me through Facebook and all that. And you know, they'll send me a message or something at like 7:30 in the morning. I respond at 9:30 at night. And they will catch it. I said, if you want a faster response, you need to email because I do get email. I am not getting on Facebook spending hours waiting for someone to message me back. That just doesn't happen, you know. Even on LinkedIn, I don't spend a lot of time on LinkedIn every day, maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's about it. I mean, so let's talk about your book.
Sure.
Growth Hacking, How to Strategically Grow Your Business Connections from 0 to 10,000 in 1 year, 365 days. Tell us about your book and why you felt the need to write it.
Well, it kind of goes back. I actually, at one point, just always wanted to write a book. And I sat down so many times to write a book and I never actually got very far and I've changed topics a few times, but, I just kind of sat down one day and said, I'm going to write this book, darn it. And I remembered I had this Dragon Naturally Speaking software that I'd bought years ago that I never installed. And I spent like 2 hours going through all the tutorials that night. Mm-hmm. And by the end, I memorized forward and backwards all the commands. And by the time I got done, I think I had written like 4,000 or 5,000 words or something the first night. Just because I could talk and then tell the software, you know, delete, say which the other 64 of them, and you say number 63 or whatever, and it allowed me to get out all the stuff that I had been trying to get out, but I'd always get stopped by rereading the same sentence over and over again, and then not liking how it sounded.
Yeah.
So I went back and edited it later, and then that's how we actually got the book completed in a decent amount of time. So,
amen. So you use the voice recognition software to write the book? So you're basically just telling a story?
Basically. I basically made a chapter outline of what I wanted to cover, and then I went through it, and then I went back and, you know, fixed all my inconsistencies and sentence structures and stuff after.
Amen. Amen. That sure sounds faster than what I've been doing. Yeah, there's one book I have been writing for about 2 years now. And it's one, and the reason, you know, is because in my opinion, it's a needful book, but yet I want to make sure that it's right. It's
sure,
you know, grammatically correct and all that stuff. And as you can tell just from me talking, I do not speak grammatically correctly.
But I was safe too, because I knew, you know, by the time I got the book written, it'd be outdated anyway. So
how did you get started in the business that you're doing right now? Tell us about your business.
Yeah. So if you go back a little bit further, I actually was working at 3M and I ran all the education department. Well, I shouldn't say I ran the whole thing, but I basically facilitated all the meetings across the 3M campus. And obviously it's a massive campus. And so we do polymeric nanofibers in one class. And then an hour later, we're doing business acumen. And then a couple of hours later, we're doing, you know, some sort of marketing thing or adhesives or something. And I really found that I kind of like that facilitation process. I already was into selling and stuff, but somehow I ended up at this corporate job for a little bit. And at some point it came across where I was able to build or buy a website that was kind of pre-built that had some education background. And then I took that and developed it into the marketing and networking university.
Mm.
And so it's basically doing the same thing I did at 3M, but I get to sell it versus just facilitate it. Mm. And so it kind of feeds both needs. So I kind of like the facilitation of getting speakers together to teach, and then also the process of marketing and selling it.
Amen.
Kind of how that happened. And then we found out a lot of people couldn't figure out stuff after you know, they'd take the courses and they'd still be stumped on how to do stuff. So we started ending up, you know, doing stuff for free for people, like, you know, fixing their Facebook or, you know, whatever. So we developed a digital agency. So we had have a spinoff called MNU Digital. And then of course my consulting kind of comes in there, and that's where the JessTiffany.com piece fits in.
Amen. So what started as what you were doing for another company, you decided to outsource it to yourself, basically.
Concept. Yep.
Amen. Amen. And then I love the part where you said people, you know, they buy the products and all that, and then they still do nothing with it. I mean, that's like the theme of online marketing nowadays, isn't it?
Yes. Sadly, there's a lot of courses bought that aren't ever actually completed.
Oh, yeah. I've got several folders full on my desktop. Like, oh, this sounds good. And yeah. you open it up and it's, you know, 17, you know, 1 hour videos to, you know, do all this. And after about the fourth one, you're like, I don't have time for this.
You know, right.
On to something else. Yeah. And I have to admit, on our podcast training program, I had 9 videos, each one about 45, 50 minutes, that were done last year. I think the final one was done like March or April of 2019 at the time of this recording. But I'm redoing them, and probably in the next couple of weeks, I'll be relaunching that coaching program where each one is only a maximum of 25 minutes.
Easier to digest.
Yep. Yeah, it is. You know, because I know I get on stuff and I'm like, oh, hour and 15 minutes? Are you kidding me? You know, but if it's 22, 23 minutes, okay, well, you know, okay, I'll play it. I'll see what's up.
You know, there
you go. So I can understand what you're talking about. Did your business cause you to write the book, or was there a different motivation behind that?
Yeah, just, you know, I realized that a lot of people could use the knowledge that I had gained by building the LinkedIn, or building the large LinkedIn network, and kind of how the strategy. So basically, I kind of thought, you know, how the book kind of came about is, you know, I started realizing that LinkedIn's kind of like a giant drip marketing campaign. Like, you know how you get those emails on a regular basis?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So basically, I kind of framed LinkedIn as a giant drip marketing campaign where I reached out to my ideal clients, my dream clients, my favorite authors, the type of people that I wanted to work with over the next 5 to 10, 15 years, and build that network before I need it. And so they're constantly seeing my stuff. So reach out to make that final, you know, hey, let's talk, or let's have a conversation, or let's build the actual relationship. They already know who I am. It's not a cold marketing campaign. It's a warm, hey, Jess, you're that guy that's been in my feed for the last 6 months, and I like your posts, and you got good content, and it just really opens the doors.
Amen. Amen. And LinkedIn is basically a professional social media platform, if you want to call it. And by professional, I don't mean, you know, it has to be doctors, lawyers, business people, stuff like that. But you're not going to get, you know, the cat lady and, you know, the 12-year-old who, you know, is posting YouTube videos and things like that.
Yeah. It tends to be a lot more professional, which is nice. The average income, I believe they say, is around $70,000 for the average. You know, there's several billionaires that are on LinkedIn too, to skew it a little bit, of course. But
can you introduce me to a couple?
I do know a couple. Yeah, about 4 days ago, I sent a direct message to a billionaire that I heard on a podcast, actually. And I said, hey, it was a great podcast. Enjoyed your show. And once in a while they'll reply. Sometimes they don't, but they check their LinkedIn's as well. So,
amen. That's awesome. So what can the average person do? Maybe, you know, someone who's just starting out in this online marketing world, what can they get out of your book?
Well, there's obviously tons of tricks and tips to get more exposure, but some of the basic stuff, we talk about kind of making your profile pop. It's basically make sure your profile's public, or professional. You know, have a professional image. It's polished, I guess is the word I use. Make sure it's polished. Make sure it looks good. Make sure your images, you know, that blue background on the background doesn't have to be blue. You can customize that. Prime marketing material if you're a marketer. If you're, doing ministry, you can, put contact information there in a picture form, whatever you're doing. But so you also want to do O, which is what opportunities are you making available? And then P is what problems do you solve? For most business people, especially, that's where you're gonna get your profile looking great. Make sure your people want to know what kind of problems you can solve for them, because it's all, it's the what's in it for me attitude that'll they want to know, can this person help me solve whatever problem I'm currently experiencing? And that's where the magnetism comes in, where they want to reach out to you. And then there's also the outreach piece, where you can go send a message to pretty much anybody. They have to want to connect to you though first, typically. So that's why your profile will look good. But then once you make that connection, then you can have a conversation and build trust. And obviously you can post things that you believe in or you want to share with people. But there's there's tons of things. There's some networking tips like, I don't know, do you use the LinkedIn app?
On the phone?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in that, so this will help a lot of folks. When you're out networking and you don't have a business card, you can go into LinkedIn and you push the My Connections, looks like two little people on the bottom of the app. Mm-hmm. And then there's two different things you can do. In the search bar, there's a little funny looking square thing that's a QR reader. So you can tap that. And then you can just set your phone on top of the person you're networking's with's other phone. And it'll allow you to read their barcode, or they can read your barcode and QR code, I should say. And basically then you're able to connect right there.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
The other thing that I do as a person that tends to speak up in front of people a lot, I walk them through, I hit my person or the, my connections, the same little button, but there's a different button. There's like a blue plus on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. And when you hit that little blue plus, it expands. And basically it allows you to do something called Find Nearby.
Mm.
Find Nearby turns on Bluetooth and allows you to connect to everybody that's also on that same page at the same time. So you can connect a group of 20 people all at the same time, and they can all connect through LinkedIn.
Oh, wow.
And so what I do at a networking meeting is I'll stand up in front of people and say, hey, get out your phone, click here, hit Find Nearby, and then we all connect. And then that's my commercial.
That is awesome. I had never known that. So what is it, just like the main landing page? You go to your account naturally through the phone, and do they have to be on your account, or how does that work?
Yeah, you have to get them to go to the same page, but then the Bluetooth connects you all. Well, you still have to hit a little plus mark, like I accept or whatever, but basically, the Bluetooth kind of finds the other people on Bluetooth that have the same page up, and then it'll show up on the screen with a little picture of them, and you just go click, and you connect to all of them, and walk out of a networking meeting with 20 connections, and then when you go home, you just send them all a note and say, hey, it was so awesome to see you at the meeting today. If I can ever be of service, let me know.
That is awesome. I see, even I'm learning something today, folks. This is awesome. So can someone really use social media to grow their business? I mean, for example, I know you do a lot with LinkedIn, but can you tell just a little bit more about just using social media itself, or are you just focused in on LinkedIn?
Well, we have a digital agency, so we do all of them. I find LinkedIn to be the most powerful just because of the type of people that you can reach for business. Now, I do B2B a lot, so B2B especially is good with LinkedIn. Basically, you find the people you can target who are exactly who you want to reach out to, the size of the business, everything, and then you can send whatever message you want, and then you basically start a conversation. It's all about relationships at the end of the day.
Amen.
And same thing with Facebook, or you can do do chatbots on Facebook company pages to capture information. So basically, it comes up and says, "Hey, how are you? Blah blah blah. Can we help you?" And then you say, "Yes, I need a quote on landscaping or whatever your company does." Mm-hmm. So you can get some leads that way. You can go into your messenger. You can send people instant messages. You want to start conversations. Now you can obviously pay for advertisements. That's obviously a valid method. And then people go through a kind of a, where they give your email address and your name, basically, typically get on an email drip list and then from there. I mean, there's tons of different ways you can monetize things out there, but some of the free ways small businesses do it is they go through like Instant Messenger, or they for a small fee they can set up a Facebook chatbot or some way to capture people's information. You have to offer value first, though. That's the catch. You have to have some report or some video that answers a problem, solves a problem for somebody. Something that adds value, and then that draws them to allow you to put them on your email list or whatever the case is.
Amen. Can churches and ministries use these techniques as well?
Absolutely. The same exact same techniques can work. There is even where you can do live chat, like a set up a live chat and actually actually have a conversation. I can't remember the name of the program, but basically it'll ping, say you're a pastor of a small church, it'll actually ping you when somebody chats with you, and then you can pull it up on your phone and you can chat live with that person right there, answer any questions, direct them to the church, whatever you want to do. Obviously sharing, the regular aspect of social media, you put up the fuzzy kitties and hopefully people see it and see the name of your church and, hey, I like kitties, you like kitties, and we both like Jesus, let's get together, whatever. But there's that aspect as well. But there's definitely a lot of outreach opportunities. You can go into Facebook or Twitter and type in, like, say you have a suicide program or something. Mm-hmm. Go in and type in, certain keywords that would get you in front of people that have a probability of needing that type of advice. Mm. Okay. Twitter, you could say depressed and life sucks or something. Mm-hmm. In the search, go there and then message that person and say, "Hey, I saw your message. It sounds pretty sad. You just lost a relative and I just want to encourage you." And a lot of times people, all they need is an encouragement to get them through that day, and you might have changed life.
Yeah, amen. So this live chat, that's like, sounds like a glorified text service.
Yeah, it's a Facebook chat bot, like a robot, but it has an ability to connect the owner with that chat live. Hmm. And I apologize, I don't remember the name of the company.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right.
I use that particular one because I don't have the time really to do a live chat right now. But
yeah.
I do use the regular chat bots occasionally, so for customers and stuff to, do basic tasks like get an oil change appointment or things
right.
that you can do through that. But similar techniques can be used through ministry. I know there's a gentleman that's on LinkedIn all the time that's just constantly putting out stories about Christ or Bible stories or, different things like that for the ministry that he does. And he's got hundreds of thousands of followers on LinkedIn.
Amen.
And there's different things you can do to get the word out.
Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time for today's episode and my interview with Jess Tiffany. Now, folks, growing your business really doesn't have to be that hard. If you have someone who can help you scale and show you how to do it, it works a whole lot easier. The work, actual work, is still going to be up to you, but I'm telling you right now, Jess Tiffany and his consulting and the Marketing Network University, which is an online business education platform that we've been talking about today, makes it a whole lot easier. Even if you didn't want to work with him directly, you can still purchase his book and use the information in that to get you started. Amen? The book is called Growth Hacking, How to Strategically Grow Your Business Connections from $0 to $10,000 in 365 days. Either way, you'll definitely benefit and grow your business, your church, your ministry, etc. You just need to use the links down below and get in touch with Jess Tiffany right now while you're thinking about it, or at least order his book right now. Or both, praise God. Hallelujah. But be sure to come back here tomorrow as we're going to conclude our two-part interview with Jess Tiffany. And since I already know what we're going to be talking about tomorrow, praise God, I'm telling you right now, you do not want to miss tomorrow's information. Amen. We are just really starting to get into the good stuff. And he's going to give you some tips tomorrow that you're just going to be completely astounded by. It is awesome. So come back tomorrow. And until then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.